Welcome to A Bedtime Story. I'm Matthew Mitchell, and tonight's story is titled Forged in Mud. The mud was a living entity, clinging to every exposed inch of skin, every thread of the worn-out Canterbury shorts. The air, thick with the scent of wet grass and sweat, vibrated with the roar of the crowd. This wasn't just any Saturday. It was the annual Intercollegiate Mud Bowl, and the Division III championship was on the line. Liam, the scrum half for the underdog Black Bears of Oak Haven College, felt the familiar knot of nerves tighten in his stomach. Across the field, the formidable Crimson Tide of State University, their jerseys pristine, for now, were a wall of muscle and practiced aggression. They were the favorites, the Titans, the team everyone expected to win. The whistle blew, a sharp, piercing sound that cut through the din. The ball spun from the lineout, slick with rain, and Liam scooped it up, his boots churning in the mire. The Crimson Tide's forwards, a pack of snarling beasts, crashed toward him. He ducked, weaved, and flicked a pass to his fly half, Maya, a whirlwind of speed and agility. Maya's run was a blur. She sidestepped a tackle, juked another, and launched a perfectly weighted kick downfield. The Black Bears' winger, a lanky freshman named Finn, chased it like a greyhound, his cleats spitting mud. He caught the ball just inches from the touchline, a desperate dive that sent him sprawling. The crowd erupted.
Okay then! Okay then!
The chant echoed, a surge of adrenaline that pulsed through the Black Bears. The next few minutes were a brutal, muddy ballet. Scrums became wrestling matches, rucks a savage scramble for possession. The Crimson Tide, stung by the near try, retaliated with relentless force. Their forwards, like a battering ram, pushed the Black Bears back, inch by agonizing inch. Liam felt his lungs burn, his muscles scream. The mud caked his eyes, blurring his vision. But he kept pushing, kept tackling, kept feeding the ball. He saw his teammates, their faces grim, their bodies battered, fighting with a ferocity born of pure heart. With minutes left on the clock, the score was tied. A penalty against the Crimson Tide gave Oak Haven a chance. Liam, his hands shaking, placed the ball on the muddy patch. The stadium held its breath. Their kicker, a stoic giant named Ben, stepped up. He took a deep breath, his eyes fixed on the posts. The kick was low, but straight, soaring through the uprights. As the final whistle blew, the Black Bears had done it. They had defied the odds, conquered the Titans. The mud-caked, exhausted players collapsed into a jubilant heap, their cheers lost in the roar of the crowd. Liam, his face a mask of mud and sweat, grinned. They weren't just a team. They were a force of nature, forged in the mud, united by the game, and victorious beyond all expectations. The Mud Bowl champions. And this has been A Bedtime Story. Good night.